Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Are you experiencing a depression and oppression? You feel you need deliverance. And, well, you've gone to places and to people for deliverance. You want to get free of an oppressing spirit or a condition that you're in. And something is stopping you. Well, today we are going to examine some of the reasons why you may not be receiving deliverance, the deliverance you need. Now, deliverance is not a bad word or a mysterious practice. In the New Testament, the Greek word used for deliverance is exactly the same word that we use for salvation.
Come fly with Global Air Force.
She had to work two jobs and raise these kids by herself. So when I talked about forgiveness and what it can do for her, she chose to forgive her husband, and when she did, all of her back pain left completely. And I have found that I'm praying for people, and if they're holding any unforgiveness at all, I mean, it seems to be, sometimes it's stuck in their bones, into their joints, or it's just kind of hanging onto their body. When they forgive, it's gone.
Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rowe.
Our guest today, Rodney Hoag, has been the senior pastor of Community of Grace located in Oakland, California, USA. Rodney is also the author of a 5-star book called Forgiveness. Forgiveness. If you want to be free today, listen to our program today and you will discover things that have been stopping you from being delivered. Also today is Rodney has been teaching a school called Christian Healing Certification Program. And, I mean, can you teach people to carry out healings and experience healings? Here he is, Rodney Hoag.
It's good to be a part of that.
Okay. And people are actually getting healed?
You know, it's about equipping people to change their worlds. It's about equipping people to pray for the sick, to minister to those who are broken, to those who are in bondage, and getting them set free.
Okay. How does that work?
Well, the certification program itself is broken into about 3 different areas. And each area has about 4 different levels that you can go into. The first level is with one, you know, we have 3 areas. One is healing, one is inner healing, or the healing of the heart. And the third area is the area of deliverance. So in each level, you simply learn how to minister in that area. So the focus isn't so much on me getting healed or me getting delivered or getting inner healing. It's about equipping people to do that. But, of course, in the process, people are getting healed, people are getting set free, and people's hearts are being mended. So it just kind of happens naturally whenever you begin to learn about this. But it's about equipping somebody so that they can help another person come into their healing or to their freedom or to their wholeness. So it's 3 different areas and about 4 different levels in each area.
Oh my, how long does that take?
Oh, it takes a long time. each segment is about 8 weeks.
Oh my, I didn't know it was that extensive.
Oh,
I
yeah.
See video excerpts from it and people claiming healings and miracles.
They are.
So this is not what we would call a one-man show, just a teacher. This is actually teaching people.
It is.
How to do that. I mean, people can be taught that.
They can. And in the course, they watch some videos, they read some books, they listen to some things, They read some manuals. So it in each level goes a little bit deeper in equipping somebody ministering in this area. If you can actually take maybe a couple levels at the same time if you have the time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are able to do that.
Okay. Let's see. I took one course there over the net, and let's see, it took 6 weeks. I think 4 books, 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yes.
Is something like this available?
It is. All you have to do is to get on the Global Awakening website. That's probably the best way to catch the link to the Christian Healing Certification Program. Is get on the global www.globalawakening.com and be able just to, there's a link there about the Christian Healing Certification Program. And that'll get you to where you need to go.
I'd like to hear you tell us about your book. What you teach in your book is an education on deliverance. People call me for deliverance, and I have a regular program I take them through and questions and a process. But what I try to do is I want people to learn something about it. So I put them on to programs where we have different teachers that teach about deliverance, and so they become familiar well with the rudiments of deliverance. And one of the ones I think you've hit on, it's probably one of the biggest reasons that people become bound up with spirits, demonic spirits, they can't get free, their life's a mess, and that one thing that holds them into bondage is something they can do. You wrote a book on it.
Yeah. You're talking about forgiveness there.
Forgiveness, yes.
It is. It's one of the open doors that basically keeps somebody in bondage. There's many things that keeps people in bondage, but that is probably the biggest one that people have to work through in order to come into freedom. And with many people, even come into a physical healing.
So what you are saying is that unforgiveness can stop you from receiving a healing, and unforgiveness can stop you from being delivered of demonic spirits in your life.
Yeah, a lot of people may think that they can't forgive, but if you've received the gift from Jesus, if you have received Him and received His forgiveness, then you are given the capacity to forgive. So it's usually not an issue of can I forgive, but the issue of will you forgive?
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we have received from Him the grace and have been forgiven, then we just yield our right. We give up our right to hold on to any unforgiveness. But this is really, it's a huge thing. You know, I wrote this book on forgiveness because it's such a huge area. I wrote it for several reasons. I mean, the first reason I wrote this book is because, you know, as being a pastor, it's the main issue I deal with in people's lives. I mean, it binds them up. It keeps them in bondage. It binds them up. Let me go ahead and talk about the reasons I wrote the book, because I think it really helps. You know, because the first reason I wrote it is because it's the main pastoral issue that I dealt with. Second reason I wrote it is so that people need to understand what it is and what it's not. I mean, people don't really understand what forgiveness is. And one of the reasons they don't forgive is because they have misconceptions about it. I mean, for example, you know, forgiveness is not reconciliation. And even though God loves reconciliation, He wants reconciliation. Reconciliation takes two people. And so, you know, you can't make somebody be reconciled, but you can still forgive them. You know, and so there's a lot of things like that that helps clear up the misunderstanding. The other reason I wrote the book, because I know a lot of people have difficulty doing it, so they just need to work it through. They need to wrestle it through. I mean, it can be a very easy, very simple process. God gives us the grace to do that. But sometimes people, they just can't. It's not easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put it together so somebody can wrestle through it, just simply to work it out and to get to the other side. But probably one of the most important reasons I wrote it is because in all the stuff that I was reading about forgiveness, nobody ever talked about the step after that. Because, you know, whenever you tear down an ungodly stronghold, you rebuild something in the opposite spirit.
Mm.
And if you tear down bitterness, you've got to put compassion in there. And so I simply included some steps in order to help somebody fill up the gaps that are in their life, you know, with compassion. See, what happens is that they, once they make the decision to forgive and they do forgive, then the feelings of unforgiveness may rise up again. So they're thinking, did I really forgive? The answer to that, well, probably you did. But did you fill that gap with compassion to address those feelings of unforgiveness, even though you did make a decision to forgive? So you rebuild compassion into that place so that's what wells up in their heart.
And compassion is almost an anointing. It isn't something that's natural in a fallen man. It's almost an anointing, a gift from God, where compassion just sort of wells up in you. In fact, yeah, you're even surprised.
And God gives it, and He gives it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of grace that God just gives you so that you can have His love. Because all love comes from Him. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And His love just fills your heart and it flows out. It's not something that comes from you. It definitely comes from Him.
It isn't something that maybe we feel. We don't always feel we have the victory.
The grace to forgive. Because you have been forgiven, you can forgive. And you make a decision to forgive, and you release them. You see, nobody ever gets off, you know, the hook. You just simply take them off your hook, and you put them on Jesus' hook. And you leave them in His hands, and He is the just judge. You know, bitterness is nothing more than just unfulfilled revenge. And Romans 12 tells us it's not our right to take our own revenge. That's always God's job. And if we try to do God's job, we just can't do it. We need to let God do His job. He will take care of that person. So whenever I put them into God's hands, then, you know, God's going to bring about justice, His justice, in the way that He would bring about justice. He also brings about compensation. You know, in other words, all that you lost, because whenever they sinned against you, that created a debt. And that's why Jesus referred to it as a debt. You know, when He said, forgive us in our Lord's Prayer, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So as we forgive, we are releasing that debt that they owed us because it's unpayable. But the compensation for that debt can be repaid back to us by Jesus, who simply just makes sure that all debts are paid and compensated for. So you'll never collect from that person, but you don't need to, because Jesus will compensate and give you what you need and what you lost based upon what they did and the debt that they created against you. So if you want to come into the fullness of what He has to give you, then you need to release that person from what they did to you and release that debt that they owed you because of their sin against you. And so whenever you choose to do that, then God will come and compensate and meet you right there.
Wow, that is good. God will compensate you for the loss. This is good. Forgiveness, you give the person that has committed this sin against you a gift that they don't deserve, your forgiveness.
That's right.
Oh my, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. See, and the other thing is that we have believed a lie. We believe that if I hang on to that somehow I'm punishing that person. I mean, it's like, okay, somebody has to remember this and somebody needs to punish them. So somehow, if I will hang on to this, I am somehow punishing them. Where in reality, they're not being punished. You're the one who's getting punished. You know, I had a guy come into my office one time, and he was a physical mess. I mean, he had all kinds of problems, physical problems, emotional problems, family problems, problems with his wife, problems with his kids, and he blamed his mom for all of these problems. And I said, you know, I asked him, I said, would you like to forgive your mom? And he said, no, I don't want to forgive her. You know, she caused all these problems, and she's, you know, the reason that I'm in this mess. So I talked to him about forgiveness. And it didn't sink in. So then I used a different strategy. I said, okay, tell me about, what is your mom doing right now? Oh, she's home probably watching television. She's home just, you know, doing her own thing. I said, is she concerned about you right now? He says, no. She doesn't care anything about me. I said, so life's going on with her pretty easy right now. He said, yeah, it sure is. I said, okay, and where are you today? He said, well, I'm in your office. I said, yeah, you're in my office and you're the mess and she's at home and life is going well for her. So do you think holding on to this is really punishing her or is this punishing you?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden the light bulb's turned on and goes, oh. I said, yeah, are you ready to forgive now? And he said, sure. I said, are you tired of punishing yourself? He goes, okay. So I led him to this process of releasing his mom and putting her into the hands of Jesus. And he actually felt some physical improvement whenever he did that. Whenever we refuse to forgive, we're refusing the grace of God.
Grace, okay. An ability, the power to do something that comes from God.
Because God gives us the grace to forgive. In Matthew chapter 18, he talks about the guy who went before the king who owed so much money that it was unrepayable and even uncountable. He owed him so much. So he asked for mercy, and the king showed him mercy. Then he went out, found some guy who owed him a small amount of money, maybe, I don't know, $10, I don't know, but told him to pay it back, and the guy said, I can't, I don't have it, have mercy. And he didn't show him mercy. He put him in the debtor's prison. So the king called the guy back and said, why did you do that? I mean, I forgave you this huge debt. Why didn't you forgive this guy this small debt? He said, because of that, he threw him in the debtor's prison, and he says to be tormented by the tormentors. So what I believe what happens is that whenever you choose not to forgive, you simply open the door, because you refuse the grace of God, you have simply opened the door for demonic forces, and I believe that's what these tormentors are, simply to have a free shot at you. To come and to assault you because you've stepped out from under the protection of heaven. And the way that you come back into the protection of heaven is that you forgive as you have been forgiven. You know, so that's one of the causes one of the results what happens when people don't forgive.
And not only torment, demonic torment, but also illness, maybe financial difficulties. You were saying this guy's life was a mess.
Yeah.
So it covers almost every area of your life then.
Yeah. You know, people who minister in the area of physical healing will pretty much tell you that the biggest issue that they deal with is the unforgiveness issue. And that what simply locks people up from receiving their healing is because of this. Because whenever you don't forgive, you're shutting off grace. And it's grace that flows that brings healing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you shut off the grace of God, then you're shutting off the flow of healing that would come to your body. So if you begin to forgive, then you open up the flow of grace and you're able to receive some physical healing. I had a lady come to me one time. She was she was on Social Security disability. So she was on disability. She had this back pain. It was so huge. It was so bad it was disabling. And she comes to the prayer room one day, hurting so bad. She's taken everything she could take. She didn't know what else to do. And she says, you know, I need you to pray for my back. And so as we're praying for healing, the Lord speaks to me and says, ask her about her husband. So I did. I said, tell me about your husband. And she goes on to tell me about all that her husband had done, how he had left her, how he had to abandon her and her children, and that she had to do all this stuff on her own. I mean, she was getting angry. She's turning red. And then she stopped and she said, but you know, that's a long time ago. So then I said, well, would you like to forgive him? She goes, no, I don't want to forgive him. And then she goes on, I mean, she rants and raves of all that he had done. It's all his fault. You know, he never helped her. He went off with this other woman, and he did this and that. And she had to work two jobs and raise his kids by herself. So when I talked about forgiveness and what it can do for her, she chose to forgive her husband And when she did, all of her back pain left completely. And I have found that I'm praying for people, and if they're holding any unforgiveness at all, I mean, it seems to be sometimes it's stuck in their bones, into their joints, or it's just kind of hanging onto their body. When they forgive, it's gone, regardless of how long it went. I was in Tucson a few years ago, and a lady was she had an accident about 20 years before, and she'd never forgiven the person who ran into her, but she'd had this lingering neck pain. In other words, enough time had passed that neck pain should have been gone, but it never left. And 20 years later, when she forgave that person who ran into her, then what happened was that all the neck pain left. So sometimes people have things that happened in their past. It could be like a car accident where they need to forgive the person or the insurance or the hospital or the doctor or somebody who left them or somebody forsake, did them wrong or something like that in the past. And if we hang on to that, we've simply are shutting off the flow of grace and even the grace for healing. So when we forgive, we just open up. We open up that avenue of grace. I was a little over a year ago. I was at a conference in Reading that Randy Clark was teaching, and I wasn't teaching at it. I was just simply attending it. Lady comes up to me, and she said this. She says, I got a hold of your forgiveness book about 4 years ago, and I'm in downtown at the Inner City Mission, and I give the book away. She said, there's one guy that has read your book 8 times, and every time he's read the book, he's been healed. Something else. He's able to forgive something. And then she said, but the great testimony is not about him, but it's about his mother. His mother was living in Colorado. She was on her deathbed. She is in hospice, getting ready to die. His sister goes, takes the book, reads the book 3 times to her. In the process, she gets... she's not healed, but she's able to forgive everybody. She forgives God, and she forgives herself. She forgives everybody around her, and she gives her heart to Jesus. She gives her heart to Jesus, and like the next week, she dies. So the lady said to me, she said, thank you for the book. She said, that lady's in heaven because of that. And I just look at that here's some people that are getting set free, people who are coming into the kingdom of God, because they've learned and experienced the power of forgiveness. So people are getting healed. People get set free. And people are coming into the kingdom because of that. So, and by the way, just to let your listeners know, you don't really know all the effects of the seeds that you plant. Some people, you touch them, they have a God encounter, and then like a month or two later, that seed explodes into a full-grown plant, and the kingdom of God manifests in their life, and their lives are changed. So you just keep doing the work of God and scattering the seeds of heaven, because God will make sure those things get watered and fertilized and bear fruit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There is power in forgiveness. Today, my friend, we've had Rodney Hoag, the author of a book called Forgiveness. I thank you, Rodney, for being here today and for this wonderful message. You're a real sweetheart. God bless you.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be with you today.
Lord, you know I need a brand new time. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have So hard and oh so long, but midst the storm I felt a calm. It was your touch that brought me through it all. Without your help I'd surely fall. Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on.
Yesterday has come and gone, and now a new day's coming on. I do not know what it may bring. My heart may cry instead of sing.
It matters not what my way, Lord, if you'll just touch me new each day. Your loving touch drives all my fears away. Close by your side I want to stay. Lord, you know I need a touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. Lord, you know how weak I darkest night. Everything's gonna be alright. Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone. But if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. Thank you for a brand new touch.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.